So Matt, that was a difficult game there, I think, wasn't it? It was a draw in the end, but what are your thoughts overall?
See you later.
See you later,
Andy.
Good luck.
Cheers.
Good luck Monday.
And you. Oh, well, Saturday. Yeah. See you later. No, it was... they played a strange system. Very narrow. Maybe caught us out a little bit. And I had to make a substitution. We had to change our formation to adapt to it. Nothing against Adam Anson, because he'd not put a foot wrong in that first 30 minutes that he played. But we were getting a little bit of the runaround in the first 25-30 minutes, so we changed it. We saw it out in half time, then we went in and we had a chat and how we wanted to play in the second half, and went a goal down. But they showed character, and the last half an hour, getting back into the game, in the last half an hour, we were the better team. I think they were playing for time a little bit at the end, and we had chance after chance, and the disallowed goal, I think, was a little bit harsh, but with the change of system, I thought we did well. Pitch doesn't help. It's not a great surface, and it's a bit of a leveller. But against a good Tamworth side, they're up there in the mix. I thought we did very well, especially second half.
Were you hoping for a bit of a reaction off, obviously, after Saturday's result? Did you feel you got that?
Well, no, I didn't need a reaction. I've said that in there. If you average 2 points a game, you'll be title contenders. And we've last 10 games we've amalgamated 20 points, which is two points a game. And today we had the chance to make it even better than 2 points a game. So our form's fantastic. That's including Saturday's result against Spennymoor. But we weren't at our best against Spennymoor, against a good side away from home in the northeast. And we should have won that game as well. So our form's not bad. So I didn't need to give the lads any more encouragement, didn't need to give them any boost of confidence, because it's there. The form over the last two months or more has been fantastic. So you get games where you don't get what you deserve. You get games that you're going to lose when you should have won them. So I didn't have to boost the lads up. We just had to do exactly what we've been doing for the last 2 months, and they did that, especially in the second half.
Obviously, I think it was just the one sub you made, Josh O'Keefe, in the first half. Did you feel that there wasn't a need for any more subs, or was it just
not really? No, I think we had them under the cosh. Last half an hour, we were on top, and it was working for us. So unless it's broken, you don't change it. And Josh O'Keefe came on in the change of the system, and did very well, scored a goal. And like I say, the last half an hour we were on top. And unless we're struggling a little bit in a department, or if somebody's got a knock or a niggle or an injury, then you might make changes. But like I say, I think they were playing for time last 10, 15, 20 minutes. So it wasn't broken, so we didn't need to fix it. So that's why we only made the one sub.
Excellent. And obviously you're probably going to get asked this a lot over the next few days, but moving on now to Monday, the lads must be pretty excited.
Yeah, everybody's excited. The whole town, the community. It's going to be a sellout. It's very exciting. Obviously, we're going to be the underdogs, so the pressure will be on Fleetwood. But I guarantee that they're going to be in for a tough game. And I know my players will give 100% and some more. It's exciting. It's great for everybody. And I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. Well done.
Thank you. Cheers.